Good afternoon, sir. What is your name, sir?
My name is Joseph Reese Brown.
Okay, Mr. Brown, just hold on one moment. Let me get your paperwork here. We have so much paper here. We have some of the trees here. It takes a while for them to figure out one tree from another tree. Okay, sir. Would you state your name and ABC number again for the record, sir?
Joseph Reese Brown, 265-173.
Mr. Brown, you appear today on the Board of Executive Committee for your revocation hearing regarding the three allegations on your warrant. And based on information we have, you were notified of this hearing back on March the 2nd, 2018. Well, do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes, sir.
And on that, among other things, you stated that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room today. May I assume that you're going to represent yourself this afternoon, sir?
Yes, sir.
And as you can see, there are four board members participating in your hearing, and they are to my right, your left, is the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, and to my immediate right, your left, would be the Honorable Mr. Louis Kawanis. All the way on my left, your right, would be the Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is C.T. Wright. I will be serving as your panel chair this afternoon, sir. The gentleman that you should be able to see there, that is the Honorable Mr. Osborne. Mr. Osborne is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer this afternoon. Mr. Brown and Mr. Osborne, the both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth. Nothing but the truth will help you guide or do you so affirm?
Yes.
This is what I do. I'd like to note that the parole officer would like to be contacted via telephone.
Okay, what's the parole officer's phone number, sir?
It's 623.
623.
474.
474.
1539.
1539.
And it's for parole officer Mill Iron.
And Honorable Mr. Board Chairman, I think Mr. Johnson could be added to this hearing now. Just on his timing.
Should we add him to any objection? Because he's walked in at this point. And so since he's walked in, guess what? Okay, let me make this phone call. Yes, sir. This is on the Board of Executive Committee. It's our understanding that you wish to participate in the hearing for Mr. Brown this afternoon. Am I correct, sir?
I will be aware of this, but okay.
But what's your name, sir?
Good afternoon.
Yeah, yes, we have information coming from Mr. Osborne, who is a senior parole officer, that you wanted to participate. But do you wish to participate or not, sir?
No, sir.
You don't?
Sir.
Okay, well, thank you so very much. I don't know where we got that, but we appreciate it. So please have a great afternoon, sir, and we'll talk to you the next time, sir.
Happy day, sir.
You too. Thank you so very much. And Mr. Brown, we do have one other board member who come in the room since you've been sitting here, and that is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. And I'm going to ask Mr. Johnson if he would conduct your hearing at this time from this point forward. Mr. Johnson, we have sworn them in, and so I did we swear in? Yeah, we sworn them in. So now we're ready to go to phase one, sir, whenever you're ready.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you doing this afternoon? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, so your hearing today is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine whether your community's, the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. Phase two, sir, we'll make a determination whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated, sir. We're going to start out in phase one, sir. We have two allegations listed on your warrant. I am going to read the three allegations listed on your warrant. I'm going to read those allegations to you, Mr. Brown. When I read those allegations to you, so I need you to state whether those allegations are either true or false, okay?
All right.
So the first allegation on your warrant states you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7 as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about December 21st, 2017 per the task GCMS lab report dated January 5th, 2018. So is that true or false?
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay, so the second allegation states you abiding standards on the condition of supervision number 7 has demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about December 28th, 2017, per the task GCMS lab report dated January 5th, 2018. So is that true or false?
It's true.
Okay. So then the final allegation of your warrant states you abiding standards on the condition of supervision number 4 is demonstrated by the failure to attend and successfully complete substance abuse counseling as directed. Is that true or false, sir?
I think that is false.
Okay. Okay, so based on the statement that that's false, we're going to go to the parole officer, Mr. Osborne, and get some additional information on allegation number 3.
Yes, sir. Allegation number 3. On January 10, 2018, the offender entered the Maricopa Reentry Center, MRC, 30-day inpatient treatment housing program due to his continued drug use. He required to attend, participate, and successfully complete all classes, groups, and meetings. According to MRC staff, the offender was staffed on January 31st of 18 for a diluted UA. On February 5th of 18, the offender failed to attend his scheduled group, and on February 6th of 18, was late for his scheduled group. The offender has failed to constantly engage in his programming, thus he failed to meet the agreement of the 30-day iChange program, and was subsequently discharged from the iChange program on February 6th of 2018 due to his non-compliance.
Okay, Mr. Brown, what's false about that?
You said what, sir?
What's false about that?
I don't think that, I gave that program the best that I had. I might have been late once or twice for class, but they never stopped me on having a diluted UA. They never brought that up. It was never brought to my attention at all. It was on the 28th day, and they revoked me because I was 5 minutes late for class because I had used the restroom and brushed my teeth. Classes all day long, I've always shown up to all my classes. I don't understand how this is a violation of any type because, I was doing what they asked, and I was showing the classes, and it was only a 3-day program. I was on my 28th day, and I don't know, all of a sudden, there's people that are doing far worse than I was.
Mr. Brown,
I'm showing up to class every day.
Mr. Brown.
So I don't think it was appropriate for me to be kicked out of the program when I was actually doing the program.
Okay.
All right, sir. I showed up there. I didn't have to show up. I forget what term that they used.
Can you hear me, Mr. Brown?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to give you more opportunity when you go into phase 2 to broadly discuss and make any statements you'd like to make before this board, okay? Okay. As far as allegations number 1 and 2 goes, Mr. Brown admits admission and allegations number 1 and 2. As far as allegation number 3 goes, based on the information contained in warrant number 2018W0362 and the information from the parole officer, Mr. Osborne, I'm going to move to find that Mr. Brown was delinquent. He had violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Next.
Agreed.
Agreed. Okay, so we're going to go into phase 2 of the hearing. During phase 2, the board's going to make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision. We're going to start out in phase 2 with some information from Mr. Osborne, then I'm going to go over some information with you, then I'm going to give you the opportunity, Mr. Brown, to present whatever information you'd like to present to the board, okay?
All right.
All right, Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir. Mr. Brown was released from jail in custody November 27th of 2017. He was arrested on February 6th of 2018 at the parole office on a tech violation and returned back to custody that same day with 0 scan days with a community supervision inmate on June 25th of 2018. Current conviction, 2017, age restraint violation, 2 years, 6 months. In 2017, unlawful use of means of transportation, 1 year, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2011, drug paraphernalia violation, 9 months. 2013, dangerous drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. And 2017, drug paraphernalia violation, 9 months. He's had 3 terms with DOC, has a CUIR score of 3.3, a mental health score of 3, and a substance abuse score of 2. The real FCGA gave information noted that he is an admitted member of the Pecker Woods. Prior terms of supervision, 2011, TIS completion, 1 month. Has a moderate disciplinary history with drugs and violence noted. Other arrests, 2005, sexual assault. Remember, dismissed, I'm sorry, that one should be crossed out. 2012, dangerous drug violation, AV felony conviction probation. And 2013, unlawful use of means of transportation, AV felony conviction probation. And he has a community risk score of GAVA. And please disregard the sexual assault.
Okay, thank you, sir. So, Mr. Brown, I see that when you were released, you were approved to reside at 11050 North Biltmore Drive, apartment number 275 in Phoenix, Arizona, which is a girlfriend, Nicole. And then on January 10th, 2018, you were entered into the Maricopa Reentry Center for the 30-day inpatient treatment program located at 24601 North 29th Avenue. Then it said that the defendant did not have any verifiable employment. Were you working during that period of time, sir?
No, I was not. I had a job interview for the Legacy Staffing that week that I went into MRC, and that's about it. That's about as far as I got. I tried to go back out there to get out there and go to that job interview. But like I said, I was committed to that 30-day program, so I was not able to go to that job interview.
Okay. So, sir, it says that you were referred to task lab for random color code. You had a color code olive. You provided 3 clean UAs while under supervision, and you are responsible for submitting 4 urine specimens under the color. It says that on 12/21, you're positive for meth in February 12/28, you were positive for meth. And then on January 10th of 18, you were, the saliva specimen tested positive for marijuana. So, what happened, sir? Did you relapse, or why did you start back to use the meth?
I just relapsed. The temptation was there, and I don't know, I failed myself, to be honest with you. You know, I shouldn't have done it, and I didn't.
Okay. So, when you were put into...
And the marijuana one, I don't understand that, because at 1/10/2018, I was in MRC, correct? And they gave me a saliva sample, and it tested somehow positive for marijuana. I never smoked marijuana the whole time I was out. And all my other UAs while I was in Maricopa Reentry Center, none of those other UAs popped up dirty for marijuana. And even before I came to MRC, my UAs never showed up dirty for THC. And that's a drug that stays in your system for 30 days. So I honestly think that test was faulty, because I never smoked marijuana, and I mean I can admit that I smoked, you know, methamphetamines, but I did not smoke marijuana. I think that was a faulty test, because you know in all my UAs it didn't show dirty for THC.
Okay. So, sir, when you, while you're in the Maricopa Reentry Center, I know you said you were there for 28 days before you were actually put out of the program, but why were you late to some of your programming classes, sir? Because they do mark you as absent when you're late.
Well, that night on the 6th, well, on the hill of that road, that night, I'm getting close to going on, and I couldn't sleep that well. So I woke up around like 8:55, woke up, I see everybody going out the door, and so I was like, well, you know, I adjust my teeth real quick and use the restroom, and by the time I got out of the door, you know, it was 8:05, it was 6. I mean, it was 9, it was 9:05, 9:06, and I served the class. Came into class, I sat down, I started reading the AOA bill for class, you know, and then you know, the deputy warden and the sergeant and the supervisor came in and told me basically to cop up. I served the class. I had to use the facilities and brush my teeth because I wasn't going to go in there, you know, without brushing my teeth and whatnot. So I don't think that violation is what I think was really was that bad. You know what I mean? There was still people in there who didn't show up to class. You know, the day I got rolled up, there was another dude, but they rolled up, and he was still laying in bed. He didn't even show the initiative to even get up out of bed or even show the want to even stay in the program, you know?
Well, it looks like, sir, that most of your charges that you've been arrested for has to do with drugs. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
So what do you plan on doing to get off of drugs, sir?
To be honest with you, I would like to go back to MRC. It will grant me the opportunity to go back there because the police, it really didn't help me a lot. There was people, you know, counselors over there and therapists that, you know, there was this one guy there, Jason, and he's been to Texas Penitentiary and he works there, and I could be real well to that guy because, you know, he's not spitting out some bold, you know, some BS, and I can relate to him, and he's been clean for years and whatnot, and I really liked the program, to be honest with you. I was getting a lot of new skills and a lot of new tools that I could use in the future for my recovery and stuff, and I want to go to AA and NA when I get out. I've been going to NA and AA since I've been in here. And I've learned, and I just gotta, you know, stay away from the old crowd that I used to hang out with, you know.
Okay, so I'm gonna see if the board has any additional questions for you. Is there any additional questions?
I wrote down something. Is it all right if I read it?
Okay, so I'll allow you to read what you have to read now, and then after that, the board's going to go into a discussion. Go ahead, sir.
All right. I understand completely why my trigger was revoked, and I take full responsibility for my actions. I got myself here, and now I have to deal with the consequences for my actions. I went to MRC and learned a lot of new tools to help me with my addiction and my recovery. I did take the program seriously and attended the meetings. I was also making a journal of my recovery and what I plan on doing in the future. I was so close to finishing MRC, and I don't understand why would they vote me from the program. I would go back if MRC or a program would give me the chance again. I was on my 20th day of the 30-day program. I was so close. I do have girls and a solid residence to stay at. I did not scout on parole and check in with my PO. I'm not a threat to the community, and I would really appreciate it if I could finish my parole in the community on house arrest or IPS. I think it would be in my best interest to be able to have a second chance at rehab. Parole is there to help us re-enter the community. I'd like to be able to take full advantage of the programs and classes they can provide me. I did make some small mistakes, and I was very close at graduating MRC program. I was 5 minutes late to class because I needed to use the restroom and brush my teeth. Revoking my parole because I was 5 minutes late is a little bit overkill. I was initially there for the dirty ways. I did not have any more duties after I arrived. Like I said, I'm not a threat to the community, and I did not abscond, and I always let my people know where I was at, and reported to them. Please consider reinstating my parole. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Brown. We're going to go into discussion, so by the board's in discussion, I'm going to ask you to stay on the phone. I have to remain silent, sir. The board's not going into discussion. Apparently, Mr. Brown had the opportunity to do well. He was out, he was staying with his girlfriend, and he was doing drugs, and got referred to a program where for substance abuse, but he didn't get a chance to complete it because he was late a couple of times, and according to the report also says that he didn't stop using drugs while he was in the program. So I think Mr. Brown is really serious about turning his life around. He will be released on June 25th of 2018. That he would take us approximately about 4 months, a little over 4 months, or 3 months away. That he would take the time while he's there, continue to go to AA, NA classes, and take whatever drug program that he can take while he's incarcerated. He'll be a stronger person when he's released. And I hope he'll be able to see him come back before this board again. That's going to be my recommendation. However, it's up to the board and I'll list the rest of my colleagues. Seeing no comment, I'm going to make a motion to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Brown, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapses of lapses lapse to criminal police or company.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, Mr. Brown, the board is voted to revoke your community supervision, sir. You will be released on June 25th of 2018, sir. Thank you for taking the time and opportunity to participate in the meeting today. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time, sir. Thank you.